Hello, folks. I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. In today's episode, I'm going to be ranting a little bit more. Yeah. So sit down, buckle up. This should be fun, right? So maybe this is something that we've talked about in the past, but it's something I kind of feel needs to be repeated because it's happening again. And my question is, Hollywood, why are you basically, like, creatively bankrupt? I forget who said it, but it basically comes down to the point of, if you want a good original movie, you need to stay away from the major studios. Like, stay away from Disney, stay away from, well, I guess Disney owns everything now. But you have to go ahead and go for, like, more of the independent, the indie studios to actually get a movie that can challenge you in a way, like, make you think or make you awe and ooh and all with all that. Because, you know, coming up, you know, this Friday, or probably this Friday when this, you know, releases, we have the Little Mermaid remake coming through. And I have seen and read both sides of the spectrum on this. Some people saying it is the most amazing thing that Disney has ever done and ever will do. Other people saying this is just another cash grab for Disney. It isn't anything to allure. It's kind of stale. Or some people saying it's bad. And, you know, soon coming is, you know, the Indiana Jones 5 and the Dial of Destiny. And that one, so far, from the critics' reviews, is being trash. Some reviews are more polite than others. One review I saw that seemed to be, like, one of those kind of, like, man, that's cool kind of feel was, it basically said, you know, we didn't realize how blessed we were when we had, you know, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, until we saw, you know, Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny. Because, I mean, something like this movie, you know, from just what I've seen in trailers, it just feels like it's something that was totally unnecessary. They're trying to squeeze as much as they can out of, you know, a franchise before, you know, the main actor retires or dies. Because, you know, they already killed off Han Solo in, you know, Star Wars. Well, they killed Han Solo, Luke, and Leia. R.I.P. Carrie Fisher. But, you know, we have, like, Disney kind of blown through its whole library to do live-action remakes, regardless of how good or bad they are. Like, you know, Peter Pan and Wendy didn't even make it to theaters. They went straight to Disney Plus for that. You know, Pinocchio went to Disney Plus, you know, and that even had Tom Hanks behind it. And Tom Hanks is usually an easy money maker, but it went to Disney Plus instead. And it makes you wonder, you know, even when it comes to, you know, kind of the beloved, cherished, you know, sci-fi movies of, you know, Star Wars, Star Trek, you know, stuff like that, is it time to let franchises go? You know, let them have their swan song, leave them on a high note, and kind of start new ideas, new prospects, new franchises, new just ideas. You know, instead of playing it safe, why not roll the dice? You know, you could make the next, you know, billion-dollar movie. And not just the, oh, wow, it's a billion-dollar movie, like one of those, holy shit, that made $1 billion? I mean, I'm not surprised, but yes! Because even now, you know, Marvel is kind of on its downturn. You know, it almost seems like it's kind of, you know, it's gone by the wayside of its golden days, where, you know, CGI has taken over, you know, storytelling. And it just, disappointment seems to rise more than excitement. And I'm a huge Marvel fan. I love the MCU. And it's sad for me to see, you know, this just kind of fall apart. you know, we even have, like, Picard has done, has finished its run, and I didn't even start it. I heard so many mixed things about it. Like, apparently they kill him off in the first season, and in the second season he's technically a cyborg now. And she's like, why are you doing this? And it makes you wonder, you know, what... basically, are they hiring people who are nostalgic for these franchises, who did the fan fictions as kids and as teenagers, and now have, you know, some sort of degree behind them or some sort of credibility behind them, and now they feel that they can do this? And, you know, Disney or whoever, you know, owns, you know, the rights to it says, you know what, it sounds like it'll make money, so let's do it. But it's just more of a rehash. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of getting tired of seeing, you know, reboots and remakes and sequels that should not have happened. Like, Matrix 4 should never have happened. I mean, I'll be blunt and honest about that. That was just bad. I mean, I love seeing Keanu Reeves in action. And Neil Patrick Harris is always fun to watch. But that movie was just one of those, like, this should just not have happened. I mean, this is just bad. It was almost the same way with, you know, Indiana Jones 4, the, you know, the Kingdom of Crystal Skull. It was one of those movies of, why? It's like, what's the point of all of this? And even, like, Rings of Power, you know, had potential, I guess, behind it, but when it came out, it was just that, you know, why is this happening? But apparently season 2 is still going forward on this. Apparently Rings of Power, even because of the writer's strike, is continuing to push on. So we're going to see how they do without their, you know, main showrunners and, you know, writers. Who knows? It might get better. I don't know. Who knows these days? So I guess, like I said, it's just a rant, but it feels like, you know, not only is, you know, Hollywood kind of like creatively bankrupt, it's, I mean, I think it's probably morally bankrupt too, but that's a whole different discussion. That's, you know, bringing in the experts on this kind of stuff, because I am no extra morality, or even mortality. I'm kind of an expert on much besides this podcast, because you know why? I am resident expert. It's a joy to have your own podcast. But Hollywood, if you need any ideas, I'm here. I mean, yeah, I have my fan fictions, but I have my original ideas as well. And maybe we can work together. We have some fun with us, make something good and great. But if you need to reach me, you know how to find me. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent, and this is Nerd1. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. We are on Instagram, Nerd1 Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And if you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet, and let's grow that nerdum. But until next time, stay safe out there. Watch and stay clean. We'll talk to you soon, and please be nice to each other.